of our Remix Learning Days Youth Ambassadors, 100 plus SLB trained teens covering Remix Learning Days events throughout the Commonwealth. We'll celebrate their work June 24th between 4 and 6 o'clock. And we'll have RSVP information for you soon. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSHJ Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and streaming at slbradio.org. Project and dancing to your tune here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We've got a brigade charade puzzle coming up in a moment. I was mentioning our June 24th event a little while ago when our Remix Learning Days Youth Ambassadors are going to be here, and we're going to be celebrating their remarkable achievements. It runs from 4 to 6 o'clock here at our Youth Media Center. And if you've been looking for a chance to pop in, and say hello. That's a great night to do it. The community, which includes you, is welcome. And the link for you to get more information and make a reservation to this free event is tinyurl.com/RLDambassadors2025. tinyurl.com/RLDambassadors2025. Thank you. There are more alphabetical sentences from this morning. Here are two from Ralph. Chinese dogs eat fried hot dogs, and angry birds chase dogs eagerly. And then Rich started at the very end of the alphabet. Verily, why X-ray your zebra? Jess also knew the answer to Marvin Hamlisch earlier today. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's Brigade Charade puzzle. This week we are looking for a three-syllable word, and the clue is stretch. Stretch. Syllable one, said to be slippery. Syllable two, yearn for. Syllable three, access point. Once again, the clue overall is stretch. We're looking for a three-syllable word. Syllable one, said to be slippery. Syllable two, yearn for. And syllable three is access point. Any ideas what the answer might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck.
Route 30, from the coast of Oregon. Kitsamos to Chicago. Before it takes a turn and it cuts on down to the Jersey Shore. Interstate 5 out of Portland, headed on up north. When you hit Route 30, you wanna take it on out west where the big river rolls. On to the rocky sea. You might be lost in a daydream, rolling down the road. You might be watching that lonesome moon sailing up above. You might be telling a story. You might be singing a song. When you see that Clifton sign, you got to start paying attention. Town. It the Neck Creek Campground, then you'll know that you're getting close. When you pass that Browns Meat Hill Road, look down at your dial. You're gonna be taking an unmarked road now when it hits the mouth. Coming up close to the crest of the hill, look down at your right. At the end of two sets of guardrails, that road will come into sight. When that little road comes to a wide, take right-hand side. You're gonna be looking for a yellow house where the old car's parked in the drive. Sitting at the bottom of a meadow on a little rise. And if you see Snark Curly, would you tell him I said hi? You might be lost in a daydream, rolling down the road. You might be watching that lonesome moon sailing up above. You might be holding your baby's hand or squeezing on his knee. But if you see Snark Curly, would you give him my love, please?
At the end of the day, when the sun continues on its way, there's nothing we'd rather do than sing a song to you. The first robin will sing to tell us of sing a song to you. The wind plays different melodies upon the grasses and the trees. We hear the music, no one knows where it comes from, sing a song.
Eliza Gilkison from her latest album called Dark Ages. That tune is called Song to You, and the Buffalo Gals Band did Route 30. From the album Where the Heart Wants to Go. I'm glad your heart led you here this morning. Thank you. Whether you're up for work or up for pleasure, or simply up for good company, or maybe all of those things. I'm glad you're here. Once again, we're in the midst of our brigade charade. Remember, spelling does not count. The overall clue for our three-syllable word is stretch. Syllable one, said to be slippery. Syllable two, yearn for. Syllable three, access point. We'll give you just another moment to come up with the correct answer. Join us on the radio with it if you care to. Make a guess or simply say hello at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Richard here on the north side came up with the correct answer. And a correct answer from Mike in Mars, Pennsylvania, as well. Sharon is in North Carolina. She's always good at these kinds of puzzles. She got the correct answer. And we also have Tommy, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are in Virginia, and how are things today?
Very nice. It's a little overcast, but pleasant.
We had a lot of rain here yesterday. It it seemed almost...
We had a little drizzle yesterday, but not really rain.
We had heavy rain. It seemed to come almost hourly, at least in our neighborhood. It would rain for about 10 minutes, then it would stop, then it would rain again. Enough to get the cats hiding under the bed. So you figured this out here. Your the first syllable we gave you was said to be slippery.
Well, at first I was trying to figure a snake, but that just didn't work. I got the long in the either door or gate.
Okay.
So then I went with long gate, so eel worked in there.
That's it. Eel said to be slippery, and to yearn for is too long. And an access point is a gate. So stretch is elongate. That's how that came in to form a word. Sounds like you might be making a little breakfast this morning.
I am. I made a loaf of bread earlier this week, and now I made some toast out of it. And I'm going to put some. I got butter, and I'm going to put some orange marmalade. It's my favorite bread. So
I can't tell you how
hope
many.
Everybody gets hungry. Listen to me talk. So.
Well, I've had so many vicarious breakfasts on Saturday mornings over the years. I can't tell you. I've had more vicarious banana bread and butter, milk pancakes and waffles. So now I get some bread and marmalade.
I just would like to ask if you have anything by Rihanna Givens. I'd sure like to hear her sing this morning.
Sure. She's got a new album out that just came out. A lot of them are instrumentals, but I'll try to make sure I find one with her singing on it.
You know, she's trained to sing opera.
Oh, she's amazing. Yeah, she's absolutely.
Have you seen her documentary on the banjo?
I have seen parts of it, not all of it.
That is a tremendous program. I watched it again yesterday. Just, the woman is phenomenal.
Yeah, she's somebody I really enjoy. In fact, I have one that we'll play. It's not from her latest album, but it'll definitely feature her singing So we'll get that coming up in a few minutes. Thanks for calling. Okay, take
care.
That's Tommy. And now we have a correct answer also from Tom, who joins us. Hello, Tom. Another
Good
Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well today. And you, what are you up to this morning?
Well, I went out and checked my rain gauge a little earlier, and we had almost 2 inches of rain since yesterday morning.
Wow. It really did come down hard. I did not see any damage in our neighborhood, but I saw some pictures online and some of the news channels. There was one with a car
was floating around.
Yeah, over by the Triborough Expressway, or as
I think it was Turtle Creek. I think they said Turtle Creek.
Yeah, Rankin Turtle Creek, which is where the Triborough Expressway, known throughout the region as the new highway, even though it's now about 80 years old. apparently, they took on a lot of rain in that area.
Yeah. You mentioned, you always say spelling does not count. And I'm wondering, is that why you're never an MC at a spelling bee?
I've never been asked to MC a spelling bee. I would enjoy doing that.
I can hear you say, okay, now, spelling, remember, spelling does not count.
No, that's that would be a tough one. You know, I watched, they just had the Scripps Howard Spelling Bee on, what, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago. And these words that show up at the final levels are amazing, what these students are able to spell. And they know, you know, their Latin and their word roots and are able to come up with them. I'd like to think I'm a pretty good speller, but I would not get those words. I don't know about you.
I think my spelling is getting worse as time goes on, or I type that worse than I used to. I don't know. But I think it has a lot to do with how they pronounce the words and how you pronounce the words. Because, you know, I always would spell avocado wrong because I would say avocado, A-L. That's how I would pronounce avocado instead of avocado.
Interesting. I do think spelling skills can go downhill after a while because we're used to devices that automatically correct our spelling all the time, and it's just easy to have those things atrophy as time goes on, for lack of a better word. Well, you
right. Anyway, it was elongate, and when you said it's slippery, I thought of ice first.
Ice.
But then I thought that was too obvious, and then I figured out gate first, and then the long. But like an eel, have you ever caught an eel?
I myself have not, no.
Because I always say, dude, if I caught an eel, it would be slime. I mean, I have caught an eel accidentally, but I always would say it was slimy instead of slippery.
How did you catch an eel accidentally? What was the circumstance there?
Well, I was, I might have been 5, 6 years old. My father would take us down. We lived on the Chesapeake Bay, and we go down to a dock and fish there, and whatever bit my bit my line is what I pulled up, and I remember a number of times pulling up an eel.
Oh, my goodness. I just can't imagine. I'm sure you threw it back, I gather.
I don't know. My father handled all the, he put everything in a bucket, so I'm not sure what he did with the bucket once we were finished fishing, where he threw them all back in or took them and we had them for supper. I can't remember, you know.
Wow, that's something.
But, you know, eels travel thousands of miles to mate. And I can't remember if they go from, like, South America up to England or Norway or something like that. But
I had no idea.
I'm not sure if all of them do, but there's one, I think it's like a transparent eel or something, like a glass eel or something like that, that travels thousands of miles in
well,
the ocean.
You just made me think maybe eels could be the solution to our future energy needs. If they travel that long and, you know, if they have that electrical parameter to them?
Yeah, the electric eel.
The electric eel.
That would be a good name for a band. Or, by the way, it was the electric banana, right?
Yes. Well, that was a club. Let's see. Electrofluorescent or electrophorus electricus. So it's no surprise that the fishes can produce, I'm reading this, an electrical discharge up to 600 volts, so says the National Aquarium. Whether that's useful electricity, I do not know. But
is it the volts that kill you or the amps?
I think it's the amps.
The
amps are more dangerous than the volts. Here's a question. The eel's output is similar to a taser's in brief pulses, each lasting about 2 milliseconds, meaning they can give up 400 pulses per second, a much higher rate than a taser. There's something to be done with eels and energy. We'll need to think about that. Well done, a charge to you.
I was going to say, we were talking about electric banana, and I just found out the other day that bananas give off radiation.
Huh. I did not know.
Yeah, some guy was using a Geiger counter for something, and he went to the grocery store to check different fruits and vegetables, and he said the bananas give off radiation.
Interesting. Very interesting. A lot of things, I mean, radioactivity, I think, is found in most soils and a lot of rocks, too. But who knew with bananas? Who knew? Well, charge to you. Thank you, Tom. And I see here an email from Jordan. Jordan, we'll mention your message when we do birthdays just before 9 o'clock. But I'm going to mention it now to Adeline. Are you listening? I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Adeline is turning 7, and Hudson is Adeline's little brother. And Hudson wishes Adeline a very happy 7th birthday. We'll celebrate together a little bit later, too, but happy birthday to you. Congratulations if you knew we were looking for Elongate. Here's Rhiannon Giddens as requested.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world alone. There is no sea. That fair land to which I Jordan. I'm just going over home. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home.
Anna Giddens here at the Saturday Light Brigade. The album is There Is No Other, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at slbradio.org.
I know a place you can shop for a hat not too hip, for a shirt with a stain, or a dress with a rip. If perfect's a thing you ain't looking for, you could buy all your clothes at the Goodwill store. They got nightlights from China, old lamps from Peru, hot plates that kinda keep humming at you, electrical razors from 1964. You'll be shocked by what you find at the Goodwill store. Is there something you want? You've been meaning to try. Liberace's recording of Jumpin' Jack Flash. A scooter, a blender, a trumpet, a shawl. All that crap from your ex, you could donate it all. Well, you can't buy me love, the Beatles once said. And you can't take your stuff along when you're dead. But if you give from your heart and your dresser drawer, they can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store. They can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store.
That is a group called the Twang Town Paramours. With a tune not surprisingly called The Goodwill Store.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Special welcome if you're new to the Saturday Light Brigade. Maybe a friend suggested that you listen, or maybe if you're listening on the radio, you were just going up and down the dial and found us. We are very happy to welcome you here. You're welcome to call and make a request, or better yet, or not to compare the two, even yet, I'll say you're welcome to call to answer one of our puzzles. We are live, and here is our haiku. 17 syllables leading to one definitive answer. Are you ready? It has three pistons, plus two triggers, and a bell, and requires oiling. It has three pistons, plus two triggers, and a bell, and requires oiling. Do you think you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Here's Special Consensus.
Mournful song. High and lonely in the scarlet light of dawn, before those big wheels turn and take my love away, take my love away. Winding river, bring her home. Bring her back to me and maybe she won't roam far away from the one who loves her so, the one who loves her so. If I could catch her, I would run from here to the Oklahoma. In the hopes that she might stop and hear me cry. Hear me cry. Morning dove up in the sky. Go sing my love to her from a mountaintop so high. As if she knew she might not leave me behind. Leave me far behind.
singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, does a good time man like me
ain't got no business singing the blues.
Go on home and get out of here. You know I don't wanna see your face. All the things you're doing, the piss boy's mine. It's an absolute disgrace. You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, has a good time man like me
ain't got no
business singing the blues.
Saturday Light Brigade, Mike and Mars, that was played for you, even though you didn't request it. I know you like it. That's the Sodom Scene with Jim Croce's A Good Time Man Like Me. From the Sodom Scene's latest album, what a career they've had, remains to be seen, their latest album. Special Consensus with Blackbird before that. We've had a somewhat muted response to today's High Clue. This one is a little tough. It has three pistons plus two triggers and a bell and requires oiling. The aforementioned Mike just got the correct answer. And Tommy got the answer. I can't share what made me smile. Gail in Stanton Heights just got it. As did Ross in North Carolina. If you have any ideas, 412-200-5975. There are three slides in addition to the two triggers and the three pistons. Something that most people call a finger hook. We'll leave it open for you for another minute or two. Tim O'Brien and Jan Fabricius have a new album out together called Paper Hearts. We've been previewing it over the last few weeks. It's finally out in full. Here's one of the selections from it. It's called Black Top Rag Mop.
trucker heading toward the sun, driving through a ton of towns, it's a ton of fun. 'Cause there is Beaverton and Fullerton and Warrenton and Stockton and Arlington and Darrington and Riverton and Brockton and Lewiston and Hermiston and Germiston and Preston, Wilmington and Washington and Wellington and Weston, Livingston and Lexington and Galveston and Scranton, Edmonton and Evanston and Hamilton and Stanton, Farmington and Bloomington and Ironton and Trenton, Burlington and Carrollton and Bradenton and Denton. Boston, Kingston, Dayton, Houston, Benton, Renton, Milton, Charleston, Johnson, Ironton, Canton, Newton, Easton, Clinton, Brockton, Cranston, Clifton, Colton, Thornton, Layton, Princeton, Brighton, Berlin, Tolton, Dufftown, Town, Clayton, Stoughton, Kingston, Trenton, Bridgeton, Fulton, Barberton and Pemberton and Lumberton and Anniston and Hazleton and Royalton and Newington and Pleasanton and Covington and Irvington and last but not least, the Hamptons. Yes, I'm a long-haul trucker, I never get my fill, but when I drive for pleasure, I drive the Coupe de Ville. And go to Somerville and Porterville and Louisville and Starkville and Wilsonville and Bakerville and Bourbonville and Clarksville and Charlottesville and Dawsonville and Eddyville and Pikeville and Thomasville and Steubenville and Marysville and Whiteville, Victorville and Shepherdsville and Pflugerville and Knoxville, Hogdenville and Evansville and Fayetteville and Boxville, Louisville and McMinnville, Danvilleville, Mayville, Jacksonville and Hopkinsville, Jordanville and Bayville. Granville, Danville, Brownsville, Townville, Fort Hill, Huntsville, Painesville, Roseville, Zanesville, Rushville, Greenville, Belleville, Streetsville, Snellville, Kewa, Colville, Hempston, Cokeville, Rockville, Janesville, Burnsville, Mayville, Newville, Johnville, Darville, Brayville, Sandville, Marysville, Pineville, Fawnville, Watersville and Slayersville, Naperville and Shelbyville, and Hilderville and Pleasantville, Noblesville and Asheville, Nixonville and Whoville, best of all, Nashville.
That is a group.
So that happened.
Called True North. And Tim O'Brien, and let me pronounce his wife's name correctly. I believe it's Fabricius, Tim O'Brien and Chan Fabricius, with the Black Shop Ragamop from the album Paper Flowers. Hello to Andrew Laswell. Good to have you tuned in, playing along on Facebook. And thank you for playing along with us. Last call, if you know the correct answer, or would like to take a guess at our high clue. It has three pistons plus two triggers and a bell and requires oiling. Requires a little bit more than oiling, but oiling is definitely part of it. Russ has the correct answer. John in economy has it as well. And so did Mike and Mars and Tommy in Virginia and Gail in Stanton Heights. And Tom in McCandless. And Richard on the north side just had a guess of flugelhorn. We also had a number of people guessing cornet. We were thinking of trumpet. And I think the other instruments are probably close enough. The trumpet has three piston valves. A finger hook is used when you need to hold the trumpet with just one hand so you can make adjustments. There is a lead pipe that the mouthpiece goes into. The first trigger and the third trigger, as well as slides associated with the second and third valve. All parts of the anatomy of a trumpet, all put to very good use here by Wynton Marsalis. In just a moment. Congratulations if you knew trumpet. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes.
The tallest tree in paradise, the Christian called the tree of life, and I hope that trump might blow me home to my new Jerusalem.
Paul and Silas bound in jail, one did weep and the other did pray.
And I hope that trump might blow me home to my new Jerusalem. Blow your trumpet, Gabriel, blow your trumpet louder. And I hope that trump might blow me home to my new Jerusalem.
You bend your knees on holy ground and ask the Lord to turn you around.
And I hope that trump might blow me home to my new Jerusalem.
Turn my eyes toward the sky and ask the Lord for wings to fly.
And I hope that trump might blow me home to my new Jerusalem. Blow your trumpet, Gabriel, blow your trumpet louder. And I hope that trump might blow me home to my new Jerusalem.
If you wanna get to heaven, gotta go by love. And I hope that trump might blow me home to my new Jerusalem. Blow your trumpet, Gabriel, blow your trumpet louder. And I hope that trump might blow me home to my new Jerusalem. Blow your trumpet, Gabriel, blow your trumpet louder. And I hope that trump might blow me home to my new Jerusalem.
Full of tadpoles home in an old jam jar. Now I sit here wondering where the dang things are. Cause they grew legs and lost their tails and hop right out of sight. When I took a tadpole puddle home, I realized just how much things can change overnight. I saw a caterpillar crawling up an old scrub pine. Rather prickly, awfully tickly, yeah, but I don't mind. I really should have left her on that tree, I suppose. Cause she flew away on a brand new day and now I got holes in all my clothes. Send myself to you. If you were the wallpaper, I'd like to be the glue. I didn't know you yesterday, but now look how lucky I am, 'cause I like you much more than there are tulips down in old Amsterdam. I saw a little milkweed pod floating in the air. I said, excuse me, where are you going? It replied, everywhere, 'cause I'm invited by the sky and I'm delighted by the rain. When I land, I'll rest a while and then I'll grow. Then I'll blow away again. Everything is possible, although it's unbelievable. But absolutely anything could happen soon. Said the tadpoles home in an old jam jar. Now I sit here wondering where the damn things are. They grew legs and lost their tails and hopped right out of sight. When I took a tadpole puddle home, when I took a tadpole puddle home, when I took a tadpole puddle home, I realized just how much things can change overnight.
So we, Lewis at the Saturday Light Brigade, preceded by Andrew Calhoun with Blow Your Trumpet, Gabriel. Hello to John and Marjorie in Harrisville. Nice to have you with us, as always, as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and streaming at SLBRadio.org/radio.
Jackie Robinson was a man who swung a bat.